Imagine noticing that your house is under surveillance. You look out at the window and there is always a suspicious van with dark windows parked in front of your house. At a point, you start registering in videos to prove what you're saying is true. You can also take a picture of the van when they quickly open the door and you can clearly see someone with a camera aiming at your garden. This is the beginning of a strange saga worthy of CSI or even the X-Files, because days later, the man, activist John Lang, was found stabbed to death from multiple wounds in his own home, which was also set on fire in Fresno, days after he gave a chilling warning on social media of his own demise. On January 14, 2016, he posted to Facebook saying, "Just wanted to give you guys the heads up. If anything happens to me in the next day or two, it'll be the result of Fresno PD, my neighbor and employee at my job Payless Brakes and Tires." Then the next day he posted again, addressing Corinne Hoggart, a local reporter for ABC30.com, asking him to investigate the alleged corrupt cops that Len been exposing in blog posts. He said, "Corrupt Fresno cops are going to try and kill me this weekend, possibly tonight." And he also wrote, "This is no joke." Days later, he was found unconscious and bleeding from several stab wounds inside his burning house. He was pronounced dead on arrival at hospital hours later. Investigators called the death suspicious and they believe the house was intentionally set on fire, says the ABC30.com article that reported the death. Lang was well liked by most of his neighbors, many of whom were shocked by the incident and in disbelief that the man had any enemies. The Fresno People's Media published why Lang thought he was a target. That's what he said. "I simply voice my opinion regarding local government and politics on local blogs. I also discovered local law enforcement had been running a license plate scanning scam where Fresno cops would scan license plates at retail store parking lots in lower income neighborhoods. After collecting hits of violations, they then would pull the unsuspecting drivers over a few blocks away from the store location in a marked police vehicle, claiming they simply came across their vehicle through routine driving patrols. This unethical and possibly illegal activity was simply motivated by profit and unfairly targeted Fresno's poorer residents." He also detailed how the police were working with local newspaper, the Fresno Bee, to find and intimidate people who were critical of local law enforcement. He said, "I also discovered the Fresno Bee was sharing chat log data with Fresno law enforcement of Fresno citizens who were critical of local Fresno government and Fresno law enforcement. Fresno law enforcement subsequently used the IP addresses in the chat logs provided by the Bee to track down, stalk, and harass those chat bloggers who were critical of local politics and local law enforcement. Since publicly exposing these local law enforcement activities, it's been a constant onslaught of stalking, harassment, and intimidation directed toward myself from Fresno law enforcement. They even tried to set me up and plant false evidence in my home. I filed a request for an internal affairs investigation and that seemed to enrage them even more. They are simply trying to destroy me by any means possible. I am in constant fear for my life." John Lang also posted a video of a carpet cleaning van that he'd seen around and was suspicious of. He wrote under the video on YouTube, "If I turn up missing or dead tomorrow, remember this van. I think I see a couple of guys sneak out the side door and into the building when it was parked in the carport this afternoon. I've been causing the city of Fresno a lot of problems recently, which I now regret. Is it a case of paranoia on Lang's part, and this was just an unconnected random killing? Or is there something more sinister at play? Okay, so this is when we start speaking Portuguese. Por quê? Porque eu preciso passar para vocês algum vocabulário, algumas palavras que de repente ficaram perdidas aí na tentativa de compreensão dessa história bem maluca, dessa história bem interessante, intrigante, misteriosa da morte do Sr. John Lang. Então eu começo dizendo assim, ó, imagine noticing that your house is under surveillance. O que é surveillance? Vigilância. Então imagine que perceber que a sua casa está sob vigilância, alguém está te vigiando, está te olhando. Então surveillance, assim como as outras palavras que a gente vai ver aqui, também estarão escritas ali na descrição do episódio. Surveillance, vigilância. Depois, the man activist John Lang was found stabbed to death. O que é stabbed? Esfaqueado. Ele foi encontrado esfaqueado, com sinais de que ele fora esfaqueado. Depois, days after he gave a chilling warning on social media of his own demise. Demise é legado, ou morte, ou destino. Ah, nesse caso, destino da pior maneira possível, acabou morrendo, né? Demise, legado ou morte. Morte. Depois, eu falo ali o seguinte. I also discovered local law enforcement had been running a license plate scanning scam. O que, é scam? Scam é um jogo sujo, uma trapaça. Fraude pode ser também fraude. Então, scam, S-C-A-M, fraude, fraude. E depois eu termino ali. Não, ainda tem mais duas. Tem aqui, ó. Onslaught. Onslaught. Como é que eu falei ali? Since publicly exposing this local law enforcement activities, it's been a constant onslaught. Onslaught significa assalto, assalto. Onslaught é uma outra palavra que a gente aprende hoje, então, e que significa assalto. Que outra palavra tem aqui? Ah, tem ainda mais uma palavra para a gente terminar a nossa incursão de vocabulário, que é o seguinte. When it was parked in the carport this afternoon. O que é carport? É estacionamento, mas não é um estacionamento como um parking lot, né? Carport é aquele lugar de estacionar o carro em uma rua, em uma faixa normal. Tem aquela separação, normalmente com faixas brancas, assim, onde são os espaços para cada carro. Ali é como se chama carport. Ok? Wow, another very intriguing case. Dei uma procurada em alguns blogs ou mesmo no YouTube sobre o caso do John Lang. Vocês vão ver que foi muito, muito, muito intrigante. O pessoal ainda pensa muito e fala muito sobre esse caso super estranho. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This is Teacher Fabio Merlin saying goodbye. I hope you stay there because I will stay here. And, don't forget, we have now an official Instagram for English in Brazil. Yay, the course! So make sure you go to your Instagram and search for @EnglishInBrazil and start following us. You will love it. We will love it. Everybody's gonna love it because we love you. You love us. And that's it. Bye. See you next time.